Good evening, it's AJ from Ebbs and Flows Grief Podcast. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that I've been thinking about pretty much for the last couple weeks. So one of the things that has come up is mostly when you're ready to do things. And what I mean by when you're ready to do things, I mean just there's so many things after a loss or after a loss after a decent amount of time that we can only do when we are ready to do it. And for my mom, something that she needed to do when she was ready was to start to go through old boxes of things that were in my dad's garage that, I don't know, they probably sat there for 20 years before anybody even opened them up. At the time, I thought it was my dad's ticket to the Rose Bowl, but it ended up being my aunt's ticket to the Rose Bowl in one of his boxes. Now, this ticket to the Rose Bowl was from, like, the 1970s, so it just goes to show you how long some of this stuff just sits around and doesn't move. My dad's high school yearbook was in one of these boxes that I had gone through. And for me, I was ready to do that instantly because I'm somebody that, at least in this process, has been overall pretty strong with everything. My mom, I understand where she is and where she's coming from when she says she's not ready for things because they lived together. They were married for 35 years. They lived together for the last 3 years while I've been living in an apartment. Although I still went home to see them, I wasn't there all the time. So for her, it's a lot more difficult to actually go through things, sort through things, see what's what. But she told me the other day, she called me and said, "You'll be happy with me. I went through the boxes in the garage. I went through all these old files. I got rid of some stuff. Anything that I needed to keep, I kept, but for the most part, I just ended up getting rid of a whole lot of things." So to hear that and to hear that she was able to do that for me really inspired this take on this grief tonight, this grief podcast, which is when you're ready. You can't do anything before you're ready. For me, I was somebody that just wanted to go through everything. I wanted to get things done. I'm more of a doer. I'm more of a go out and do things kind of person. So another thing that was eating me away in a way, but not as much as losing somebody, is reaching out to people. So when I'm ready to reach out to people, I'm going to do it. And I think lately I've been reaching out to people more often than I've not been, which has been, I reached out to my dad's friend Jim and his wife, and we had dinner the other night together. I was helping Jeannie, my dad's friend Tom's spouse, clean out his dentist office. And that for her was she needed to reach out. She needed to be ready to reach out to me to say, "Hey, I need some help. Do you mind helping me out?" And went down there and I did just that. I cleaned thousands of files, separated them from all the paper stuff to the preparing to be shredded kind of stuff and all the x-rays. And I swear I went through a million x-rays. It was crazy. It was really nuts. And you know what? At the end of the day, it saved her a lot of time. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to spend that time doing those things. Something that I didn't know what it was going to be like, but I'm glad that it turned out the way it did, was it was really weird for me at the start of the season of going to opening day for the Pirates and not knowing what baseball season is going to be like. Was I going to be able to enjoy baseball games the way I had been when my dad was around? Was I going to be able to still go to baseball games and still have the feeling of I'm able to do this? I think it's going to turn quite a corner when football season comes around. We had season tickets to the Steelers since Heinz Field was opened. Well, Heinz Field turned into Arian Shore Stadium, or AccuSure Stadium. We went to a football game last year after I took him to his last baseball stadium. I took him to see a baseball game, Philadelphia Phillies against the Miami Marlins, in the hunt of the playoff chase for both of those teams at the end of the season. And the next day, we drove from our hotel near Harrisburg to Pittsburgh to go to a Steelers game together. And it was like the first time we've ever gotten to a Steelers game early. And I remember my dad just joking around, being like, "Okay, I guess if we want to get to games early, we have to leave from Philadelphia to get here on time." One of those things that I'll always remember. And at the end of last season, I couldn't bring myself to go to Steelers games. I couldn't bring myself to see the people that were in our row that knew us, that knew that we were in at every game. I couldn't. One of my dad's old coworkers sat down the row from us. Couldn't bring myself to go and see him, and just it just was really something that I wasn't ready at the time for. I think this season's going to be a lot different because we still have those tickets, and it's just going to be something that, you know what, it's going to happen. Like I have reviewed in previous episodes, the first times of everything are just so hard. And that's really what it comes down to. It's the first time for a lot of things. The last I went to a racing event in Pittsburgh on Saturday. It's called the Vintage Grand Prix. Really cool event. Has old classic cars racing on a race course throughout the city. My dad used to take me to that when I was a baby or when I was a toddler. He would push me in my stroller to that event and we would watch the race cars go by. And even when I got older, him and I would still go to that event together. It was just really cool to see these old classic cars racing. And I went to that event last year by myself. Not, I mean, he was still alive at the time, but he was golfing. So, of course, he's gonna pick golfing over spending time with his son. Which then brought me to my Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon line often with him. But it was just types, things like that where I went to this race by myself on Saturday. It poured down rain the entire time. The only thing that I could think about was that it was just my dad sending his tears that he wished he could have been there in person with me instead of seeing it from a different dimension. I know 100% he was with me, and 100% that he was there watching the races with me. But it was really, really kind of nice to go and do that. I was supposed to meet up with a friend on Saturday, but he had worked the early shift of the race, so he had gone home, and then a couple of the other people that were down there that he had run into earlier in the day that I knew as well weren't there either. So it was just nice for me to be there by myself. And there's also things like we went to dinner the other night with my mom's college roommate, Tammy, and her daughter, Paige, and her Tammy's stepmother, Susan, and her dad, we call him Pop Pop Lynn. We went to dinner with them the other night. It was really nice to see them. It was nice to see Paige and I call Tammy, my Aunt Tammy. It was really nice to see both of them because they were really there for us when all this had happened. Tammy was in town the whole time my dad was in the hospital. Even when he ended up passing away, she was there for us. I still hear things that she liked about my dad and that she always thinks about, which is number one, his laughter. She always thinks about him laughing. She always thinks about him she wanted to make him laugh. Anytime that she had said anything, she just wanted to hear that laugh. That laugh was infectious, and I 100% agree with that. Anytime that I said to my dad some kind of crazy sports stat or something funny that was in the news, he just gave this great laugh, and it was just so awesome. I definitely miss that. I 100% miss his laughter. I miss him talking to me. I miss just everything that could be about him, I miss. And going to dinner, and it was like, again, that first time of reaching out to somebody. I had never texted. I've texted my Aunt Tammy plenty of times. I've texted Paige plenty of times. I've texted Paige's brother Reed plenty of times. I had never texted Tammy's husband Don ever before in my life. And I had his number from a couple months ago. I had asked Paige for it and she gave it to me. But Paige had told me that him and my dad would talk on the phone and share playlists and talk about music together. And they would have these phone calls that we didn't even know about. We didn't know that was happening. But, you know, behind the scenes, Don knew it was happening. He has been missing. It's been these phone calls. And I think Don had reached out to my mom trying to see if he could find any playlists that he had. And my mom said that she didn't know if any existed or anything like that. But I ended up texting him and I said, "Hey, I just went on my dad's computer. I found two or three playlists on there. I'll see if I can send them to you." He said, "Thank you for that. I appreciate it." And I sent him those files. I sent him a couple playlists, the 100 greatest songs of rock and roll. My dad's playlist had 94, so I guess the 94 greatest songs of rock and roll. Also sent him a playlist of The Who that he had. And then there's this third playlist called 90s songs, but it was like things on it that weren't even 90s related. It was like Beethoven and like I've been saying, I think when I started this whole journey of this podcast was that I had been out of a job for the past, you know, 2 months. I lost my job in a series of circumstances that I don't really want to get into, but I was able to find a new job, a job that I applied for 2 years ago that I was told I didn't have enough experience, or go work 2 years in a hospital, and now I suddenly have experience. I got the job offer, I accepted it. My first day of work was today, actually. I had a quick intro period of it and doing a lot of paperwork, signing my life away, and it is a government job in the county where I live. Now, I will say that I think everything happens for a reason. For me, it was when I was ready to accept that. When I was ready to accept that. That's something that I've been told so many times by so many people. This happened for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Or when one door closes, another door opens. This was meant to be. And it took me some time to really sit down and say, I accept that. It took me a couple weeks to be like, I accept it. People are asking me, are you excited? Are you nervous? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't answer these questions until I get there. You know, I can't control anything until I get there. And for me, it's when I'm ready. So I got up, went to work today, did a bunch of paperwork and signed my life away. And I'm ready. I feel like I'm fully ready for this journey. You might ask me what I'm doing. For those of you who I haven't told, I landed my dream job. Like I said, I applied to this position 2 years ago and didn't get it due to a lack of experience, among some other things. And this time around, I did get the job. It is a mental health therapist position at the county where I live in's Bureau of Corrections. So I think that's pretty cool. My undergrad degree is in criminal justice and my master's is in social work. And I'm still working up to my clinical license as well. So I hope that's something I can continue while I'm there. I have an exam to take for my case management certification on, well, a week from Tuesday the 6th, which is tomorrow. And yeah, it's a whirlwind. It's all sorts of things that it's like, I'm ready to do these things. I'm ready for this challenge. I'm ready for these things to happen in my life. And at the end of the day, that's all you can really do as a person is just be ready for things. I think I threw out this quote before here. I definitely wrote about it in the memoir that I'm writing about my grief journey. Same name, Ebbs and Flows, writing it with my aunt. My mom shared with me that change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. Growth is a choice. I added, we can either adapt to that change or let it swallow us up. Anyways, I appreciate everyone who's tuned in and listened to this. It's been a joy to do it. I did tell a couple of the people that I want to feature as guests that as soon as I get a couple paychecks in with my new job, I will be ordering another microphone and we can get into some deeper conversations regarding grief and processing and all that jazz. So anyways, thank you for listening. This is AJ, Grief Ebbs and Flows. Thank you so much. Thank you.